40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 28 April 2026. This month is about gone. And by the way, while I'm thinking of this, this Thursday, Lord willing, we'll be sending our Minuteman magazine to Texas to be put up on the internet. And anyone who wants to receive our Minuteman News Magazine, which is, I'm certain, the biggest one sent out anywhere by any means, it's always 50 pages or more in hard copy information sent out to you via email for free. All you have to do to receive it is ask for it. If you want to receive factual news articles, literal news articles, telling you what's going on and help you maybe educate you in some areas and share with your friends, all I ask you to do is when you receive it is please forward it to all your list so we can reach more people as quickly as possible. So we're going to send it to you if you just ask for it. All you have to do is email me or you can call the office and give Faith or Crystal your email address, but you can email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. PastorButch@startmail.com and give me email address and we'll sign you up. You'll receive May's Minuteman magazine the first of next month and receive an issue every month as long as we can keep it going. So if you want to see the Minuteman magazine, please let us know. You can call the office and give it to us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We truly do want to send it to you, folks, because I think, in my opinion, is one of the best out there available, and it doesn't cost you a penny. We can send out hard copies, too, but they are very expensive. Most folks don't want those because to get them, it does cost quite a bit. Printing and postage is just completely out of sight. So if you want to receive it, let us know. We will send to you, and I mean that. Don't forget, this coming weekend, everything goes right. We're going to have Bible study. Very important session, I think, with what's happening in the world today and Christian Worldview News. But then Dustin Nemos is going to join us. Those that heard his broadcast here a couple weeks ago really enjoyed his information. We'll get a lot more. Our Bible study Saturday. Come and join us. Watch him if you want to. Watch us live at PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com and click on Rumble at 10:30 a.m. and there will be. If you can't do that, just call phone number and listen on there at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. 5013. We really want you to join us, folks, because you're there. We have a reason to be here. We're trying to do our best to get the truth out to people, to make a difference for everybody's sake, but for the glory of God. If you'll join us, we'd appreciate it. We really would. If you help us keep it going, we'd appreciate that too. You know, folks, I've been doing this a long, long time. I was talking to another talk show host today. Some of y'all probably know him, named Doug Heigman. Doug said, "Pastor Butch, I think you're the longest lasting radio host that I know." And I think probably I am one of the top at over 33 years now. And I'm not a young man any longer. I'm not a young man by any means. I'm 78 in September. Then I'm not a young man anymore at all. And it's starting to wear and tear my body. That's true. But my spirit is willing. As long as we can pay the bills, folks, I want to keep going as long as our Father provides a way. He does that through you all. Help us if you can, please, folks. We're getting down to nitty-gritty. Please help us if you can, all right? Now, the nice program, I'm going to start out with some very important news information. Then we'll finish up talking about some scriptural facts that we need to know. If there's ever been a day and time, folks, we need to know about the truth of God. Our faith in Him, our grace provided from Him to us. If there's ever a day in history that we need to know, today's the day. Now, I know there have been turmoils in this country as far as famine and war goes, worse than it is now. But for the world all at once, and a growing process of turmoil and dangerous periods, there's never been a time in history like it, ever. Because the world is no longer a conglomerate of independent nations. They're about all intertwined and all dependent upon another nation, rather nations, to provide their needs. And one time America was independent. We took care of our own and ourselves. We raised our own food, took care of our own energy supplies. We did it all. But, folks, that's no longer true about America. By any means, we're one of the most needy nations in the world. We're the most indebted nation in the world. And believe me, folks, our downfall as an empire is going to be hell to pay when it comes. It's already started. But I want to share some very important news headlines with you. And a couple of these are written by a writer that I really enjoy. Actually, all three of them are Michael Snyder. When I receive his news, his updates, I send everybody on our mailing list. So you don't only receive a news magazine from us once a month. You receive our email blast, which I think you find very important. Let me read a few headlines to you here that I want to talk to you about something that we're all going to have to understand in order to sustain ourselves through what's coming. Oil production in the Persian Gulf has fallen 57% from pre-war levels. Rationing and shortages are coming. And by the way, England, Europe, is already discussing rationing energy. They aren't telling you the truth about what's coming. Even if the Strait of Hormuz reopens tomorrow, and there's no way that's going to happen, oil production will not return to pre-war levels for years. In other words, we're facing an extended global energy crisis no matter what happens now. Of course, if the fighting resumes and more oil and gas infrastructure destroyed, the consequences that we will experience will be even worse. We're already witnessing rationing and shortages in some parts of Asia because they are more dependent on energy from the Middle East than anyone else. But as nations all over the world run through their strategic reserves, rising and shortages will become a lot more widespread during the months that are ahead of us. Most people living in the Western world have no idea how much damage has already been done to oil and gas infrastructure in the Middle East. According to Goldman Sachs, oil production in the Persian Gulf had declined by a whopping 57% from pre-war levels. If the war ends today, some of that production will be quickly restored. But there are many oil and gas facilities that have been completely destroyed, and it's projecting, now pay attention, it's important, that it would take up to $50 billion to rebuild that infrastructure. If the infrastructure, even if reconstruction begins immediately, it would take almost, it would take until 2029 or 2030 before all the oil and gas facilities in the region are fully restored. And folks, that's only the beginning. The war's not over by any means. And America is not going to, quote, win this war. We may somehow try to save face and come out and, well, look what we've done. We fought to a stalemate. When America fights to a stalemate as it did in Korea, that was not a one war. We lost in Vietnam. We lost in Afghanistan. We're losing in the Middle East because we don't have the wherewithal to take down a nation the size of Iran that's going to be supported by nations as powerful as we are, including Russia and China and others. Understand this. This is not a war for money necessarily for Iran. It's a religious war for them. They have a lot more stake than oil. Their whole culture is based on the Muslim faith, upon the what they read in the Prophet Muhammad and the Quran. And believe me, they're not going to back down. America will not win this war. Israel is facing worldwide, not because just because of this war, but that's a big part of it. The world is turning against this nation that calls itself Israel because of the way it treats its neighbors and what a warmongering, controlling nation has been since 1948. And Israel is going to be in a desperate strait, which means they're going to strike out harder than before. Now, if you understand prophecy that I've been trying to teach our Bible studies now in some detail and what the future holds, you understand the nations that are going to come against us through and because of Israel, this nation called itself Israel and who we are in Scripture, it's been put together like a puzzle at a very fast rate. We're down to the last few pieces. Now, yet last few pieces are falling in place at a very, very rapid pace. And I think if you're willing to listen to the truth about teachings I did on this, you understand what I'm saying. This is very important, folks. Pay attention to what's happening in the world today. This is something all churches should be teaching, pastors should know about, and teach your flocks, but they're not. Now, 55% of Americans say that their financial situations are getting worse. That is an all-time record high. And I know, personally speaking, folks, I'm not behind yet personally on my income and finances, but it is getting tougher to make it month by month for a lot of reasons. Power bills running $300 to $400 to $500, $600 a month or more. Food prices going through the roof. Energy prices going through the roof. Everything going through the roof simply because our absolute useless currency. We don't need money. We have currency. And all the chaos we're causing around the world and the supply chain being interrupted. Americans were not even this stressed about the financial situation during the Great Recession. As you will see, a brand new Gallup survey has discovered that 55% of Americans have believed their finances are getting worse. That is higher than any reading that Gallup recorded during the recession of 2008 and 2009. As higher than any reading in Gallup recorded during the pandemic. But of course, this shouldn't exactly be a surprise to any of us. We have been in a historic cost of living crisis since 2020, and the standard of living has been steadily deteriorating as the pursuing power of the money has gone down. The purchasing power of the money has gone down. That is no doubt that is true. And one final article I want to share with you. Now, this is something I think you start seeing happen almost immediately in your grocery stores. If you ever notice the price of food going up and up and up, well, either you're really so wealthy that you don't pay attention to it, or you just don't want to admit it to yourself, one or the other. The worst fertilizer crisis in the history of the world will result in widespread famine in the poorest nations. And folks, that's going to include America too. Thanks to the crisis in the Strait of Hormuz, there isn't going to be enough fertilizer for everyone in 2026. What is available is going to be gobbled up by the wealthy countries because they have the most money. Of course, higher fertilizer costs will ultimately be passed along to consumers, and so we all will be paying much higher prices for food in the months ahead. But in the poorest nations on the entire planet, a lack of fertilizer can mean the difference between life and death. A dramatic reduction in the amount of fertilizer that farmers use will result in a dramatic reduction in the amount of food that is grown in those countries. Of course, many of those countries were already dealing with very high levels of food insecurity, and the UN had admitted that acute hunger was already at the highest level ever recorded, even before the war with Iran began. Let me repeat that. The UN admitted that acute hunger was at the highest highest level ever recorded, even before the war with Iran began. What the world is facing is unlike anything that any of us have ever seen before, and large numbers of people could literally end up starving to death. He said, I wish that I was exaggerating, but I'm not. Without sufficient quantity of fertilizer, there's no way that we could possibly feed the 8 billion people that are living on this planet today. Folks, this is not a accidental scenario. We know that. That's another way of population control, of course, folks. 8 billion people are not sustainable. They won't send out. Starvation is a credible way to do that when you don't have the ways to feed them. If you can't raise enough food, then it's understandable people are going to starve to death. So it's really not anybody's fault, is it? It just happened that way. That's what they want you to believe. But all these things you share with tonight are affecting us already, and it's going to get much worse. This isn't going to go away. In this month's magazine, I'm a picture I'm going to send to you of America's last great hope, Donald J. Trump. Of him putting hands on the people and healing them. And beside that picture will be a picture of the high priest of Satanic Temple dressed like Trump, and he's called the doctor. He has the same clothing and everything that Trump is wearing. You'll see it in this month's magazine. He'll be in there in full color. You can see it for yourself. Now, you do what you want to with it, but I'm telling you this right now. For those that are still putting their hope in Trump and other people, other men, they are not only making a fool of themselves, they're destroying their testimony of being a Christian before the world, and quite possibly putting their souls in jeopardy for trusting man for man's answers. Now, unless you are some kind of super spiritual being, a lot of these things that are happening trouble your soul and trouble your mind. They do. Unless you're way beyond most people and never have a doubt, never have a concern, never ever get frustrated or disgusted or depressed from time to time, unless you're way above most of us, your heart's been troubled. You know, I'm going to read this verse to you, and I'm going to share some things with you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, I'm going to read two verses to you, please. Now, pay attention, because the times that are coming in this land are going to affect all the whole world. But it's going to affect all of us, especially those of us who live in the, what we used to call the first world countries, that have had so much for so long that we become soft and dependent. We become soft and unwilling to understand. We can provide for our own. We've lost the ability to know how to provide for ourselves, including living in towns where you can't raise a garden if you wanted to. You have no storable food. You have no way to pay the bills unless you have some kind of check or income coming in. You have no way to eat because you can't store food and can't raise it. Millions of people in America fit that scenario. You know that. But for all of us, when the energy crisis comes so bad, you start rationing not only fuel for your cars, but electricity for your homes, and it's coming. Can you see what's going to happen to a country? What if the cell phones go off and they can't charge them? What if they don't understand how they can do other things just to take care of their own needs? Folks, believe me, scary times are ahead and they've already started. What's on my mind, that brought to thought my mind, an immediate family member, I'm not going to mention who tonight, if you don't mind, several of them are in need of prayer, desperate need of prayer, for a young gentleman who needs help beyond what the parents can give or the family can give. And folks, I know it's spiritual. You know it's spiritual. They don't quite comprehend that. So there's trouble in the family that needs a lot of prayer right now is all I can say. So please keep that in mind. If you don't mind prayer warriors, please. But in verse 9, chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians, I'll read it to you, please. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. That means mature in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. As we see our infirmities, and as we go through more crisis and more chaos and more stress, our infirmities are going to be clearer in our lives than ever before. But he said, I'll glory in those because when I'm weak, he is strong. Now listen to verse 10. This, folks, is a hard one to comprehend. And overall, we never really had to face it too much. None of us have. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities. I take pleasure in infirmities? Wow. In reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Folks, you might not think about this, and I really have not either a whole lot. But the things we're going through and going to go through, we're doing because we're under judgment. And the way we handle these things as Christians, as those who profess Christ, the way we handle these things and the spirit in which we handle them, that doesn't mean that we enjoy them. Doesn't mean that it affects us physically. But the way we handle those in our hearts and minds spiritually are going to be for the glory of Christ or for the disgrace of Christ. If we turn and become bitter, hard-hearted, and turn against the Word of God and sell our souls, so to speak, to get along and go along, get along, we have blaspheme the name of Jesus, we're walking on very dangerous ground. Well, Paul wrote, I take pleasure in infirmities. I have to admit, folks, that's a biggie to me. I don't look forward to it. But understand, he says in verse 9, my grace is sufficient for thee. Let me say a few things about that, please. We've all been through hard times, I guess. Some of us financially, some of us physically, some of us through losing loved ones, which happened to everybody. If you live long enough, you're going to lose loved ones. You're going to lose moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, brothers, sisters, and friends. It happens in this world. It happens. It's appointed a man wants to die, folks. Whether you like it or not, it's going to happen all of us sooner or later. My thought goes back to a guy who used to be on TV when I was a little boy. Most of y'all won't remember this. My guy named Jack LaLang. Jack LaLang was an exercise guru. He's on TV and he worked out and he looked great. And he's, you know, told people how to eat healthy and how to take care of themselves. And that was wonderful. I like that. I like the idea that this man taught people this. There's nothing wrong with that. That's all well and good. But I got to tell you that Jack LaLang eventually did pass away. He didn't live forever. His time come to go, and he had to go. So whether you like it or not, folks, no matter how well you take care of this body, and you should, It's the temple of the Holy Ghost. You should. It's going to come to an end for us. I guarantee it sooner or later. So losing loved ones and understanding the death is coming for all of us is an actual fact. Elaine was born in 1914, lived to 2011. Had a fairly long life, folks. Think about that. He was 97 years old, so his exercise paid off for him for a long life on earth, but he left. He had to go. So if Christ has grace sufficient, understand, grace is something, the only thing that sustains us. Faith, yes, we need faith. You're saved by grace through faith. But grace is what sustains us through all of our weaknesses and failures, folks. Grace is G-R-A-C-E stands for God's riches at Christ's expense. God's riches at Christ's expense. Salvation comes through grace. You can't earn it. It's given to us freely because we have faith in what Christ said and the price he paid on the cross of Calvary. Believe me, this is true. Whether we recognize, understand it all the way, it's not the point. The point is that we're saved by grace through faith. Faith is a gift given to us to sustain us and bring us into the family of God through the blood of Christ. And God's grace, folks, is given to us in numerous ways. It is through the bad times and even good times. And every time we mess up, he forgives us if we ask him. All sins are forgivable when we repent. All sins are forgivable when we repent. Only one couldn't be. And if you committed that, you won't be saved in the first place. But thank God, he says in John, 2 John, that our sins are forgivable. That is, the grace through Christ is a payment for our sins. I am so glad for that. And God's forgiveness is given to us simply because we believe that Christ paid the price, and we accept that grace because the offenses we've committed, whether we consider big or small or in between, doesn't make any difference. Grace covers that. So grace is needed to sustain us in life, and grace is needed to sustain us through the problems of life. Understand that. Christ showed grace on the cross. He said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what to do. This is from the cross. Forgiveness is how we get through all these things, knowing we're just mere mortals, and we don't deserve any of these things, and we're going through hell on earth. When Christ gets high, we can't afford to look for bread, or we can't afford to pay our electricity bill. Believe me, grace will sustain you if you have faith in Christ. Don't go away. A lot more to talk about, and your phone calls, as always.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back, and we're going to phone lines up. You can go ahead and call in. If you hang on, I'll be right to you. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. We'd love for you to join us, and I do mean that. I know tonight's messages, teachings, and whatever we call it, it's not on what's happening in the world today. It's not on necessarily on all the things happening behind the scenes. I share with you some very important headlines that we are facing already and going to face it worse in the future. Now I'm trying to show you how we're going to get through that. And it's only by God's grace. One thing about grace that we sometimes forget about, and I pray God is true, no matter how bad I messed up yesterday, and I mess up every day, I do. Well, the next day, the next morning, when I've asked forgiveness for what I've done, the next day I get started out with a brand new slate. So the grace of God is new every day. I get started out a brand new day to try to live better and to bear more fruit of the Spirit. Because you see, folks, through the times that's coming, you know, already in some of them, through what's coming, the fruit we bear before us and in us and through us will be a witness to those around us of the joy we have in Christ, the hope we have in Christ. You understand that? And if we didn't, and to understand this means that I can walk in the freedom of grace, knowing that other people's opinions of me, as far as if I'm trying to do what's right and it makes them angry, I'm trying to live by the Word of God. And folks, I want to tell you now, if you live by the Word of God, you live by the Bible, you get in trouble. And I'm going to tell you one thing that's happened to me that day that makes people mad, and I can't help it. It's Bible. I'm not going to change it. I can't change my mind on it because I didn't write the book. Somebody's talking about marrying a divorced woman. I said, you cannot do that unless you want to commit adultery. Well, I'm not married. No, you're not married. But she is still married in the eyes of Christ. Until that individual is dead, she is married by to him until he is dead. And according to Christ in Matthew, you'll find out that if you marry her that's been put away, divorced, you commit adultery. And that goes for a man also, and vice versa. But see, that makes people angry. So I told the truth. This individual didn't like what I had to say. But folks, I don't live under their condemnation for standing by what's right. Their opinions don't faze me because I don't answer to them. Understand that. So as we see what's coming and we try to walk in grace in this through this whole scenario, we try to tell people, this is coming because you're being judged. This is coming because America is sin. This is still coming upon the church because the church still trusts in Trump instead of Christ. If it makes them mad, I'm sorry. But I don't worry about that. I have freedom in the grace I have in me to tell the truth in Christ and go on down the road. Understand this. It doesn't concern me what people think about me in the sense I'm doing what's right. I'm going to do my best to do what's right in the name of Christ and do what's right in God's face and God's will. But I'm not going to sit around and worry about what people think about me because I'm trying to live righteous. Please understand what I'm saying, folks. I don't want to be spoken evil of because I've done evil things. But if I try to do what's right and glorify God, then if I'm spoken evil, I'm trying. If me exposing evil and I get in trouble for telling people about what's happening in the world today, I get in trouble for teaching the Bible and what's happening in the world today. Nobody wants to come and hear it in our Bible studies. I mean, people that should be there that know me very well, that say they love me and hug me, won't even come because they don't like what I teach. But the grace of Christ sustained me through that because I'm trying to do his will. Understand that. And our future, my friends, our futures are protected by the grace of God himself through Christ. Understand that. Christ told us himself in John 16 that on this earth we would have many trials and troubles and sorrows. On this earth, that's what he said. He said, don't let it bother you, because he said, I've overcome the world. And he said, because I've overcome the world, you can too. Folks, that's called grace. It gives us a feeling that we're never alone. I have never been in prison, as some of our people have been on this broadcast have with me. I mean, if you look at some of the people who have been on this program, who paid a terrible price in prison, naked in a cold cell, not even a blanket, sleeping on concrete floors, deprived of everything, including a Bible to read. Folks, Pastor Pulaski in Canada is one of them. Others have been through that also in this broadcast. I never faced that. I admire their strength, their courage. I admire that his grace is there with them. But see, folks, grace comes because we believe, we have faith in Christ. It's a gift. You can't earn it. You can't earn it. It's free and it's abundant for those that love him. Christ said his grace is sufficient. It's like manna. It's enough every day and more if you need it. This is what we're seeing, folks. Hard times are coming. I promise you, what you've seen already is nothing for the future of America because of our sins and what we've done. Understand that. His grace is sufficient because he has made perfect the whole in our weaknesses. And we are justified, folks, by grace through Christ. We know that through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we're saved. And we should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in every way possible. All this is biblical. He gives us more grace, folks. And according to James chapter 4, God opposes the proud but shows favor or grace to the humble. I know me. Outside of me, the only one knows better than me is God himself. I know me. And I know that I don't deserve this precious grace he gives me. I know that. That's why it's grace. If I could deserve it, it wouldn't be grace. It'd be earnings. I'd earned it. But as I see things coming on this earth, as I see things coming together very rapidly, as I see this world falling apart, as I see judgment on the earth and spatial nations like America, a nation who once had it all, a nation who stood in a trash can, who spit in God's face and laughed at his creation, who tried to destroy his creation, not just the physical world, but the spiritual side also, by trying to change it into wickedness, and we have made idols of to ourselves in this country. And I'm going to say like this, Trump has become an idol to many Christians. God help us, folks, that's true. You know, one of the things I think happened, not necessarily in a direct line to Charlie Kirk, was he started getting his eyes open to what's going on with the little country in the Middle East we call Israel. Also, he started getting his eyes open to some things by Donald Trump also. Now, I don't know all the details behind that, and you don't either. But I'm telling you, he started getting his eyes open, and things started happening, and he was taken out. Whatever all the reasons are, I don't know. But understand this. As we go through in these battles, and they're going to increase harder, get harder every day. I wish I could say differently. They're not going to maybe happen overnight, although they could. I've been in this world long enough to see this now. I've been in this world long enough to see this country go further and further and further into chaos, further and further into damnation, further and further into judgment. I see it every day. I see it. We see them manipulating the weather. And God's using that to judge our country, tornadoes and floods and droughts and fires. If you can't see that now, folks, you're not looking. You don't want to see it. If you can't see the chaos in the streets and unrest in homes, the homes being divided because over half of them, they don't even have a daddy figure. They have mommies who are actually sluts who have babies to have more, get more money coming in. They're whores. You say what you want. I really don't care. I'm telling you the truth. We're under judgment. The morality of this nation once held this nation together, the morals that once held this nation together are being destroyed every day and more so every day. And we expect those that we elect to office, who are brought up in the same society that we've been brought up in, polluted by the same trash and public food system, and corrupted by the same chaos and the same evil that's all around us, we expect them to walk as saints. Folks, most of them aren't even believers that there's a holy God. Or what they profess, they may profess it, but folks, they don't possess it. I was talking to a brother today and told him that the scriptures tell us what kind of man is to appoint as leaders. And we haven't done that in my lifetime. Not only on a large degree. And now we're bearing the fruit of that. We're being judged by the very ones you put in office. As God told us in the book of Psalms, because of our sins, he will put those that hate us, and those that hate us to rule over us. And it's happening more every day. Let's start on the phones. Let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Pastor Butch, I was reading the book of Leviticus, chapter 26. It says, those who walk contrary to me, I will walk contrary to them. And the church today, I hate to say it, has become contrary to God.
Oh, yes.
The world looks at us and they know exactly what's going on. They see it. But in our own arrogance and pride in the church, we can't see how God's hand of grace has come off the church. But also in Leviticus chapter 26, it says that I will punish the people, and if they do not repent, then I will punish them seven times greater than it was previous. And I believe we're seeing that because God's judgment's on us. And my wife Kelly and I were talking about this the other night, that what happens sometimes in the middle of June, maybe the first half of July, that the bread belt of this country, which is the Midwest and part of the East, gets hit with a heavy frost. What would happen to our crops? Growing up on a farm, I know exactly what would happen. They would literally be destroyed.
Yep. I agree.
And being from Montana, I've seen snow in July. So it does happen. But there's another thing in Leviticus which really angers me. And it says that the woman will eat the fruit of their womb. their own children. And I believe in this country, folks, I'm going to say this hard, I'm convinced that maybe possibly even this year, maybe next year or the year after, that we'll hear stories of people cannibalize their own children.
Well, it happened in Jerusalem when Jesus was being judged. We know that.
Oh, yeah. Scripture says that they've done that.
Yep, it happened.
So, and it's been recorded in other nations in the world it happened. There was a time in Jerusalem that, and it's not in our Bible, but it's in the Apocrypha writings, that where the children of Israel, the Judeans, gathered onto a top of a mountaintop, kind of like a butte.
Mm-hmm.
And they were there for like almost a year and a half, and none of them came down off that mountain alive.
That's true. It was the last thing.
Yeah. They actually ate each other when the food ran out. When the water ran out, they thirsted to death. And, you know, it can happen to us in this nation.
It is going to happen.
Well, and the weather is just crazy this year. I've never seen weather like this, but I am a firm believer when God says in the Scripture, when he has judged people, especially in the Book of the Kings, that he used weather natural events and people to bring judgment on the children of Israel.
That's very true, Joe. Very true. You know, and we read in the Scriptures where the glory of God departed the temple, and he wrote Ichabod above the door. Well, the glory of God departed the churches, and when he departed the temple, the priest went right on with everyday services like they always did. Didn't know he departed. The same thing with churches today.
Oh, yeah, they're still preaching the same message they did 50 years ago.
Yeah, they are.
I grew up in a Lutheran church, and once in a while on YouTube, I'll find a preacher from the Lutheran church preaching a message, and it's still the same thing. They're not preaching judgments. They're not preaching, you know, God's righteousness.
Well, you're not going to all be proud doing that.
Yeah, I have a hard time praying for the church, and I love the church, but I hate what this become.
I almost daily
ask God to forgive them of their sins.
I understand that, Joe. Well, thanks for the call, Joe. God jumping. Good call. Thank you. Good point.
You're welcome.
Lord willing, see you Saturday. All righty, folks. Let's go to Arizona and talk to Brady. Brady, welcome. Come on in.
Yeah, good evening, Pastor Butch.
Good evening.
Along with last week, you had Dustin Nemos on, and I've been following that man for about 5 years now. I've learned so much from him. The Sarah Payam is his website that anybody can go to, and I request. And I'd like to refer everybody to go to that because he does a lot with the Book of Enoch and biblical readings and scripture, which I like because, like the New Testament and the King James Bible, all them books have been changed about 20 different times, and they were changed by the Jewish people. You got to remember the letter J was never even in the original Bible until 800 years after Jesus' death. And Jesus was known as Yeshua, and the Father was Yahweh. So, again, 1947, the Jews were given Israel in the Balfour Agreement. They're not the holy ones. And if you go back to what Dustin Nemos said, we are fighting a seed war. Goes back to the Book of Enoch, to Noah, and the people that survived with the evil bloodline, which were the Nephilim. And the ones that are Nephilim today, they're not giants of what they once were. They're the people that live in Israel. That's what we're up against.
We're going to see a lot more of this so-called giants, little giants, I do believe, coming back on this earth, but also the hybrids they make. As we know in the past, they bred animals with people. This was the technology of the fallen angels, the fallen ones. It's come back in this world again. But I have to tell you, I disagree, but the King James Bible is the most accurate Bible ever given to English-speaking people. But the point I'll make on this also is the scriptures. And if you take the books of Apocrypha, which I do read, as a matter of fact, I'm reading the book of Maccabees, first, second Maccabees, again right now, it's a good history book, and it ties in a lot of things that happened during this period of time. So understanding history taking the scriptures, I've tried to do it when with our Bible studies and our church Bible studies, to take past events and the scriptures and the future events. You can see it all come to pass as it did in the past, just happen again. But people don't want to see that for some reason. They're afraid of it. They're afraid of it.
You know, and one thing, too, is, you know, I listened to Dustin Nemos how many times, and he would call Donald Trump the Trojan Trump, the son of perdition, the Antichrist. And he said he is the only one that fits every characteristic of the Antichrist.
I agree. He said that. Yes, he did say that. Yes, he did.
And yes, he did. If you follow him, just like he's doing now, his allegiance is not to the United States or Christianity. His allegiance is to Israel and to bring back the Temple of Solomon.
Well, you know that Christ himself, that Trump himself said, "I'm not a Christian." He admits he's not a Christian. He admits it. Christians fall at his feet and worship him almost. That's really sad.
Most people think, you know, like the Jewish people, that they're Christian and they have nothing to do with the Bible.
No,
the
don't.
Israeli people don't read the Bible. They read the Talmud or the Torah.
Well, and they hate the scriptures. They hate Christians. They hate Christ. And there's no such thing as a Judea Christian. No, it doesn't work. The Jews hate Christ. They had him crucified. They curse themselves. Brady, go and make another point. I got to jump. But thanks for the call. Go make another point if you want to, though. Go ahead.
You know, really quick, you're going to have Dustin on Saturday. Is that when you can tune in?
Yes. Yes, we're going to. Well, I have him Saturday Bible study. Yes. Yes,
okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Okay, good call. Thank you. Folks, the lines are open again at 717-300-1698. We got about another 4 minutes left. You want to call? I wish you would. But, folks, tonight's broadcast was to bring to you the urgency of the time we live in and to compel you, to beg you to don't let these things weigh you down, that your faith is diminished. Faith comes through the Word of God, folks, by hearing the Word. And I want you to build yourself in your faith. And listen, I'm going to tell you this. What I teach and what I preach is the Word of God. It may reveal a lot of things happening in today's time. And I do my best for the glory of God and to teach myself and others the times we live in. But seeing prophecy being fulfilled should increase our faith, not frighten us away. Faith is how we walk. Grace is a gift so we can walk in it and walk righteously in Christ through all of our imperfections, through all of our troubles, through all of our failures, through all of our fear. Grace is given to sustain us through these times. We must walk in faith and accept the grace he gives us because we're facing perilous times. I think about brother and sisters out there that daily are facing persecution. I talked to Pastor Jim Harden day out in New York. You know, he went through hell, still is, trying to, with Compass Care, trying to keep his ministry going and still fighting giants every day. You know, I think about people like that and what they went through to keep on going and going and going. I mean, how else I can say about that? I mean, we have people out there in the streets trying to save unborn babies. We have Gary and Don in Arizona calling quite often. They're getting up in years just like I am, without in the streets, barely able to get around, trying to piece together their vehicles and get in and go out and carry the signs around. These people are walking by faith and in his grace. Praise him every day, folks, for the fact that we have grace through Christ and his precious blood. Forgiving grace, saving grace, sustaining grace, victorious grace. Grace alone is how we will cross over one day. One day this shell we call body will lay down and die. Our physical body will die. within a matter of months in the grave will be unrecognizable. That isn't pleasant to think about, but folks, it's biblical and it's truth. But the grace of Christ, the grace of God given to us through the blood of Christ, will sustain me right into eternity. Not because I'm worthy. God knows I'm not worthy. Not because I've even come close to earning any of it. I can't. If God would say, I'm going to put a price on your salvation, you pay over a period of your lifetime $100,000, $500,000, whatever it be, we would all do everything in our power to accomplish that. But because it's a gift given by faith through grace, people ignore it or take advantage of it and say, I'm saved so I can live like I want to because I'm living through grace. Both are damnable lies. But that's how mankind plays with the gift of God. After a night, somebody listening to this program, I'm sure, somewhere around the world, who needs to hear what I've said tonight. You're walking in fear and frustration, maybe anger, maybe some kind of and hurt, pain. I don't know what it may be. I'm not just talking about physical pain. I'm talking about spiritual pain or emotional pain somebody's put you through. Give it to Christ. Ask him for strength. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Because he said his strength is made greater in our weakness. Give it to him. Let him guide you, strengthen you, lead you, comfort you, and watch over you through these things. Folks, I'm so limited in what I can do as a man to help anybody. But I want to be here if I can. If you need to talk to me personally, please know that I'm available. Call 800-777-4403. And whoever answers the phone will find me eventually, and I will call you back. And that's a promise. When I get the message, do the thing in my power to call you back. And do what I can to maybe give you some comfort or encouragement. Whatever I can do, I want to. But folks, I can only do that if I can stay on the radio long enough to keep on doing this. Physically, I'm getting tired. Spiritually, I pray.
Army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.